So now we are holding by Shimon HaTzadik. So the Mishnah says here in our handout, Shimon HaTzadik ayem ishiyore Knesset HaGdoila. Shimon HaTzadik was the remnants of Knesset HaGdoila, and we said that he is the leftover, meaning there were prophets and there were sages, and he's the Chachomim. Hu haya omer. What he used to say is the following, Shlosha dvarim olam omed. The world stands on three pillars. Al HaTorah, al HaAvoda, v'al Gemilas Chasodim. That's Shimon HaTzadik. And the question is, number one, what's such a significant idea that Shimon HaTzadik has to say? The Avila Moimid al Shloish Advorim. And Shimon HaTzadik is the beginning of Torah Shebal Peh. Right? As we said, Anch Knesset HaGdoil is that transitional moment that you had prophets and you had Chachomim, you have sages and prophets. And the beginning of the generation led, which is called the Torah Shebal Peh movement, is Shimon HaTzadik. And it starts with Torah avoiding Gemilas Chasodim. What does that mean? So, what I want to first focus is on the Maral, what the Maral writes in the Derech HaChaim. In Derech HaChaim, he explains, and I'll tell you also the historical sense why this is the beginning of Torah Shebal Peh. Veteida, ki elu shloisha dvorim, those three things, Shem Torah avoiding Gemilas Chasodim, they are parallel to the three pillars of the world. Nitnu lesholosh oves. And these three pillars were given to the three oves. Shem Avrom, Yitzchok, and Yaakov. Shem Gem ken yesoides v'oves oilam. Because they are also the fathers of the nation. Lekach roi sheye lehem ilu dvorim shem yesoides amudim loilam. Vezeo ki timtza gmilus chasodim is the pillar of Avrom. Kmo shemivuvar bakosov. That we all know, Sheazor is called Gmilus Chasodim, David Kabbalah Sorchim. He was the one who was known for Kabbalah Sorchim, who was known in Pashas Vayera, Vechemashe Kosov, Vahita Eshel, Bever Sheva, Vechuli. And that's the Pasuk says, Chesel Avrom. Let's skip to the next bold line. Yitzchak is Midas HaAvoida. He is the one, the established Korbanos. Sheikriv Atzmal Gabe Mizbech, because he was the one who was himself on Korban. The day of Akedas Yitzchok, Tiken HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shnei Chvosim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu established the concept of Korban Atomid, Echad B'Shachriz, Echad B'Narbaim, Shenemes HaKeves Echad. V'Kol Kach Lam Shashisol Makrivim Tmidim Al HaMizbech V'Kol Misabik Razer Tzafoin Nalifni Hashem. When we bring the Korban Atomid and we mention the Pasuk of Tzafoina that's in the north, Zoicher HaKedas Yitzchak Ben Avrom. You remember HaKedas Yitzchak Ben Avrom. So if you skip the next line, Hareki Bishvila Akeida, so we see that the Akeida Haya Avoida L'Hashem Yisborach, that's the Avoida. Niki Yitzchoki Krivitzma L'Hashem Yisborach. Okay? Now let's skip to the next bold line. Yaakov Ayalo Midas HaTorah. Yaakov Avinu represents Midas HaTorah. Kmo Sheomar Yaakov Ishtam Yoishev Oyalim. Yaakov Ishtam, and what he was, he is a person who sat and learned. And Avram Avinu kept kol HaTorah kula. So why Torah unique to Yaakov? Skip to the next bold line. Learning Torah, connecting to Torah as learning is Yaakov Avinu. Okay? This is what he says. Via Pirushim, now let's keep to the next paragraph. And in deeper sense, these three ideas, we just said, Torah avoiding Gmilus Chasodim, we just mentioned, Keneged Avrom Gmilus Chasodim, Torah Yaakov, and interestingly enough, Avoida Yitzchok. Now, if you look at it, you follow here is backwards, right? Torah Avoida Gmilus Chasodim Yifsum Yaakov, because you're basically connecting back to the source. So you start from Yaakov, Yitzchok, and Avram. You're connecting back. Pay attention to this idea, we'll talk in a second. But he says also, we know that the foundations, the elements, which in Sefer Yetzirah are the foundational elements of the world. Hem Shloisha Nikru Besefer Yetzira Emesh. They're called the Rosh Tevis Emesh, which is Mayim, Avir, and Esh. Right? Esh, Avir, Mayim, and Esh. Now, Torah is the blend between Chesed and Din. It's Tiferes. Midas Atiferes. Yes? That's why the Maral in his Sefer, Lecha Hashem Atiferes, Lecha Nesach, Agdula, the Gemara Dashes, Agdula, the Gvura, the Tiferes, the Netzach, the Tiferes, Zu Matan Torah, the Gemara says. No, it's Tiferes, it's Torah. It's in the world that we get here, it's Torah. It's the one that blends. That's why Torah is always a blend between Chesed and Din. As we know that, right? Torah at sometimes is very kind. It's midas chesed to the utmost. So that's midas din. You punish reshoyim. You destroy Amalek. You destroy Shiva's army. The Torah is the blend between the two, and that's keneged avir mayim enesh. Hine yesoides loylam shloishahem v'lo nizkar arivi sheyaretz. And the fourth element, which is the ground, the earth, right, which is keneged malchus, doesn't say. So the Shloisha Yesoides, the three powers of the world, are three metaphysical powers: fire, water, and air, and ruach, and wind. So he says in the bold line, HaToira hi ruach. Toira is ruach, v'ata ruach yesher alecha. It's a blend, ruach is a blend between esh and mayim, chochma and bina. Ha'avoida hi esh, sharikach nikar avoida lach mi leishai, en gmilus chasod imidas amayim. Gvilas Chasod is keneged mayim, keneged water. He's a potential. And the pasuk says, Shlach, lach mechal pnei amayim, ki berov hayom timtzeinu. Ashrek zori kol mayim, chazal se gvilas chasodim. Okay? So you have here the three foundations of the world, which is Torah, Avodah, and gvilas chasodim. Now take a look what he says in the next. Ve'alidei shloisha dvorim elu. But Shimon HaTzadik says, the connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is through the blend of these three, which is the foundations of Klal Yisrael and is the metaphysical foundation of the world, which is Chesed, Gvur, and Tiferet. Chesed is Keneged Mayim, Asher is Zorei al-Pnei Kol Mayim. Torah is Keneged Avir v'ata Ruch Yashar Alecha. And Esh is Keneged Mizbeach, is Keneged Korbonos. Asher Kol Echad Mishloisha Doi Salim Mishlo Kishur Be'echad Mehem. This is the way how you connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You connect to the foundations of the world, and that's the way you connect. Okay? Ki ha-Toyra ve-Avoida ve-Gmilus Chasod yesh lehem kishur im Hashem Yisborach. This is the way how you connect to Hashem. Ad she-Hakol mekushar bo Yisborach. That's how you connect in the foundations, in the source to Hashem. Levicha yesh la-Shalom min b'olam. And this is mentioned in the Pasuk. Kel Elokim Hashem Diber. Kel Elokim Hashem. Kel is Shem HaChesed, which is Keneged Milos Chasodim. Elokim is Midas Adin. Keneged what? Keneged Korbonos, Keneged Avoid, Keneged the Fire. Yud Kei Vav Kei is Midas Atiferes, which is Keneged Torah, which is the blend between the two. That's the Shem Atiferes. Diber Vayikror. That's how he called up the land. Shekora La'aretz Shevelfa. That's how Kudosh Baruch Hu calls the world. That's how you connect to the world. Kidichsiv, Yod Yost Orez, Yibinatav Koshamayim, Koirani, Yom Do'echad. So here is this idea of the Maral. Now you understand why this is so foundational. This in Chazal, I think, this is the concept of the axial age. Once upon a time, God, you had God come to you. Hashem came to you. Or you went to be Makriv Korbonos. You went to the Mishkan. Vice Rishon was a very different experience. Now the experience is within us. You bring and you connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the way to connect, says the Mara, says Shimon HaTzadik, is within us, within these three leg, the three-pronged approach, which are within us. Those are the tools for us to elevate, to connect, to transcend. And that's why he says, Kel Elokim Hashem Diber Vayikro Oretz. So says the Maral, this is how he calls earth to connect to him. So Shimon HaTzadik is saying, you don't go and wait for Hashem to come to you. You don't meditate. You look at within yourself, within your actions, within your source, to approach and to connect. So what he does is giving that talks in the basic soul of the person, which is Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, which is Chesed, Gvura, and Tiferes, which are basically the forces of the soul, which express themselves to Torah, Avodah, Gvuras, Chasadim, using those powers of the soul to connect to Kodesh Baruch Hu. And this is really revolutionary. Yes? So the Nefesh, Ruach, and the Neshama are exactly the same ideas, right? The Nefesh is the part which is the physical, right? The Nefesh. The Ruach is, I mentioned to you several times, the word the Nefesh always relates to the physical traits of Adam. That's why the word Nefesh, which Shapiro always says, has this double translation. Nefesh means to rest. Shabbos Vaynofesh. Nefesh also means desire. Yemishas Nafshachem. Yefshim Etakonas Chachomim. And desire in Hebrew is rotzin, which comes with the word ratz, which is the opposite. It's to run, it's the driving, it's the engine, it's the motivational engine of the world. That's the physical, because the physical, you have a drive, and the drive satiates. That is a physical. And the physical is chesed. Kedua, physical is chesed. Chesed, why physical is chesed? Because water, the most physical element, is chesed. Then you have the element of spirituality, which is the neshama. But you have the ruach. Ruach is in between. Is something called the metaphysical. Is the drive, the spiritual drive on physical things. I always say workaholic. Workaholic is the guy who not only doesn't need a rest, he can't have a rest. On the physical, you need a rest. You have a drive and you have a rest. You drive, you satiate. If you're hungry to have ice cream, you have ice cream until you just can't see ice cream anymore. So the drive, the rest, that's why it's this concept of nefesh is desire and resting. And that's a nefesh. The ruach is a metaphysical, is a physical driver. The physical driver that doesn't stop. Like ruach is wind, which is air in movement that never stops. And then the shom is the spiritual connection. Okay? So which is connected, all of these three is connected. Torah, avoyde, gmulus chasodim. Torah, gmulus chasodim is the physical. Avoyde is in between. You take the physical, turn into spiritual. And Torah, which is Torah. Yes? Yeah, because this is to lead the people. Because to lead the people, look, right? Because it's very important. Because Elokei Ruchot, they realize that you need a leader. You need a leader to be a leader in the spiritual and the physical. It has to be that in between. A leader only on the spiritual doesn't help. A leader on the physical doesn't help. By the way, they're always the leaders that you had that to be somebody who cares about the physical and the spiritual. If you have a leader that only cares about the spiritual, is a failed leader. If as a leader only cares about the physical, is also a failed leader. That's why you need to look at Ruchot, which is in between. Okay? But this is axial age. The axial age is that you look through yourself to connect. You connect to the source. Kel Elokim Hashem Diber, God says, Vaikra Aretz, says, Kore La Aretz. That's how you call the earth. To connect to him. Those are the callings of the earth. And this is Shimon HaTzadik. So Shimon HaTzadik takes Torah, Avodah, Gmilus Chasadim. As you see, Pirkei Avos starts the Torah Shema Peh, Torah, Avodah, Gmilus Chasadim. And the first perek ends with what the Beis Yosef says. We're going to see the mutation of that after the Churban Beis HaMikdash. But those are the aspects of how we connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't come to us. You connect. How do you connect to him? Through Gemilus Chasodim, through Avoida, and through Torah. And those are the three aspects that we use to connect. That's what the Gemara says, right? After the Churban Habayis, we don't have Avoida. So what's B'makom Avoida? Chazar B'sak and Tefillah. So then you have Gemilus Chasodim, Tefillah, and Torah. That's how we connect to Kadosh Baruch Hu. So this is the tools that from now on, it's within us. This is called the axial age. The God doesn't come to people. People transcend to God. Okay? Now, if you see this, what happens at this time when Shimon HaTzadik does it? Shimon HaTzadik, which is the beginning of Torah Shebaal Peh, that the Avoida changes, says the following. Look at the Tosefta. Kol zman she'atzeh Shimon HaTzadik kayem, when Shimon HaTzadik was alive, Ner Maravi Tomi. The Ner Maravi was lit and was a constant. Mishemeis, when Shimon HaTzadik dies, Cholchu Umetzau Shechoba. They realized that the Ner Maravi, which was always to be there, sometimes it's lit, sometimes it was off. Mikan Veilchus, they come up here Mimkova, come up here Mimdoilek. כל זמן ששמעון הצדיק היה קיים, אוי סמרוך, תדיר, כשמסעדים, אוי סמשחס, זה מתגבר, זה הולך, אז קודם כל, the fire of the מזבח, was a fire, they kept growing. והיו מקריב מלא תמידים מוסוף, ונזכב עליו, ומוסיף מלא שני גזרי יצים, מטוב של בין ארבעים. They would only add two little pieces of wood, two little sticks, but the fire would keep growing. כדי לקיים, מצד יצים, שניהם בידר כהן יצים, משם שמעון הצדיק, תוש שכוח השמרוך. When he died, the fire of the Mizbeach started weakening. כשמסעד ושמשך לא היו מנמדו ולהוסיף על העצים כל היום כולו. They needed to constantly add wood to the Marocha. כל הזמן שבצדיק קיים, בירך נכנסת בשתי הלכת, בין חמפונים, שתי הלכת מתחלקת בצרס לקויין, וחמפונים ברגל לכל המשמורת, יש ממויכלים וסויים שאויכלו מותורים. They would give out שתי הלכת and the לכם הפונים, they would give out and it would be enough for everybody. It was miraculous that two loaves of bread can help all the Kohanim and the Mishmores. And they'll get a little kezais, and that was enough. Mishmish ben Asad, look, Kabrocha Nichneses. Hatsnu yimoish kibidem, gorm chol kibinem. So what happened? The Vichnech Maporim was not enough. People would fight. The people who had snu him would get nothing. And the people who were fighters would get all of it. They had to fight to get Rechem upon him. Okay? Shona Shemesh Simon HaTzadik, the year Shimon HaTzadik died, Omar Lahem Bishona Zu Ani Met. He said, I'm realizing that I'm going to die. He announced to people before he died. Minayin ata idea, kol yom ze kipur ze kechadu, yesh bgodim miskas alevon nichnasim, yivyoy tzimi, there will always be a malach that came along, Shona Zu, he realized that the malach didn't come. Mishemesh Simon HaTzadik posku milivorech b'shem, they stopped using Shem HaMufarish in the Beis HaMikdash. Shimon HaTzadik's death is the beginning of the Churban HaBayis. He died in around the year 2nd century before the Common Era. That's right before the Hashmonaim. We're going to see. He is the beginning of the Churban. The Gemara the Bavli holds that until then, the, what you call the Seir HaMishtaleach, will turn white. Right? And when Shimon HaTzadik died, sometimes yes, sometimes no. Look at the Yerushalmi. Ma'inseh be'echad she'erech v'gomru li'konos achron. When Shimon HaTzadik had one Kohen Gadol took a long time inside, and they had to find out, maybe he died. Omru, lama herachta? They said, why are you so long there? Omru, mispal le'itel midah shel okechem shel echor v'os davening, that the Beis HaMikdash should not be destroyed. V'fapikin lo'ita tzerech la'arich. 40 shon ha'shim b'Shimon HaTzadik yisur b'kiun ha'gdoila. He was a Kohen Gadol for 40 years. And what happens, again, right before he died, this is the old story of the Yerushalmi. This is the beginning of the Churban. Now, the beginning of the Churban, Abayis, is exactly when Torah Shebal Peh starts. Torah Shebal Peh is the remedy for the Churban. And look at this Yaruz Dvash. Yes. Into the Baal Shem after Anshe Knesset HaGdoila, Shimon HaTzadik, right? Which was basically, yes, 150, give or take years. That's the beginning of the Churban. Shimon HaTzadik is viewed as the beginning of the Churban. That's the beginning also of Hellenism coming into Klal Yisrael.
That was when the wine was kind of...
No, we didn't get yet to the Kohanim. This idea now, Shimon HaTzadik, Rabbi Yitzchok Isaac Halevi also said that by Shimon HaTzadik already there were two lines of Kohanim. Because Shimon HaTzadik, who Shimon HaTzadik was, Josephus, right, has already a different Shimon HaTzadik. So perhaps there were two Kohanim Gdolim. Rabbi Yitzchok Isaac Halevi said there were two Kohanim Gdolim. One was a political, and the other one's a Kohen Gadol of the ritual. So at that time, it's already the beginning of the Churban that this gives room for, as we know, the corruption of the Kehuna Gdoila, Shimon HaTzadik. Huh? And then his son, the whole story of Chonio. His son, the whole story, the whole machloik is of his son. This whole controversy starts already with his son, and his son opens a competing Beis HaMikdash. This is the beginning of the Churban. Chazal locate this. Now, why? Why the beginning of Torah Shebal Peh? When you're looking at the transcendence, is the beginning of the Churban. Look at this Yaruz Dvash. This Yaruz Dvash is something, it's so important. Val choshvu, ki choshu ki beugulas be'ezra. The mistake is that you think that the geul of Bayis Shen be'ezra kvar nimcha over Bayis Rishon. You always think that HaKadosh Baruch Hu destroyed Bayis Rishon. And then he gave a second chance. And he said, okay, I'm moichel the first Bayis, let's start a second one. Veloi kenu. Should know the second Beis Hamikdash was never a replacement for the first. Kasher yudi kol ha-nevim moirim al zeh. The old Nevim are always with the top of the Beis Sheni. They realize that this is a band-aid. It's only a stopgap measure. They actually fasted. We all know that Tisha B'Av was kept in the second Beis Hamikdash. When they saw that in the first Beis Hamikdash, the Jews were completely out of Torah. They were in Avodah Zorah. We don't know. Meaning, people forgot about Torah. Meaning, when Yeshio found the Sefer Dvorim, he didn't understand what Sefer was. Ad sheshochu b'shimim sholim. Look at our habit of migration. In 70 years, Shayu Bagoila, they forgot Shmina Shabbos. Mitzvah Sukkah v'chadoim. Look in the Ezra Nehemiah. They did not know what Sukkah was. They were Mechal Shabbos. They opened the stores. Kasher Adov b'vur b'Ezra Nehemiah. Nosu b'nos Elohim Nechar. They got married to Avodah Zorah. They didn't even know that Amoy and Yovi are not allowed to become Jewish. And they got married to those girls. That if you did Golos after Bayis Rishon, that's it, the Jewish people would finish. In 70 years, they were already completely assimilated. The assimilation was terrible. They didn't keep Shabbos. They didn't do anything. And therefore, if you'd have let them in Golos after Bayis Rishon, you'll be lost. In a few more years, would have been completely lost. We are at risk of losing everything. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to give us the ability to withstand by the goyim. That's why we had Bayis Sheni. Bayis Sheni was the idea to train us in Torah Shebal Peh to allow us to survive Golos. Because in the first Beis Hamikdash, they got into such a madrega, and they had a Beis Hamikdash. It was a ritual religion. We had a Kadosh Baruch Hu coming to us. People were prophets. When that was gone, they had nothing to stand on. So we had to go ahead to transition to Torah Shebal Peh to allow us to survive in the Golos. Asher adayin reshuma shel haTorah ve'amad hakayam. Ve'az hayu adayin Ezra kneset hagdolah shenichilat Torah. That's why it was Ezra and Tzios. Ve'chel dor vador shekovel masbir v'siyogim. That's why we did Torah Shebal Peh with all kinds of gzeiros, as we saw before. What kind of decrees and not kinds of takones, because now we could actually stay in Torah. So then when we actually were able to acquire Torah Shebal Peh to be able to defend as a Golos, that's how we got Golos by Sheni. Golos by Sheni. The greater the Golos in by Sheni, the more Torah we have. As you'll see, the Torah Shebal Peh will follow the Beis Hamikdash. When we got Shimon HaTzadik and the tools of Torah Shebal Peh, of Torah Vavoyah and Gemilus Chasodim, what is this? The beginning of the Churban of Bayis Rishon. The Bayis Sheni, I'm sorry, which is replacing. So the greater Torah, the greater the Churban. You see, by Hillel, that's why with something very interesting, the Torah Shebal Peh is going to grow as the Beis Hamikdash is coming to an end. Because these are two parallels to each other. You know, the Torah Shebal Peh was given to us that more Torah Shebal Peh that we have the tools to survive and to connect HaKadosh Baruch Hu without the Beis Hamikdash, the more we have that, the least we need the Beis Hamikdash. Bayis Sheni gets destroyed and Bayis Rishon gets basically the goals of Bayis Rishon continues. וכן באמס כנל, כי אנחנו בגוי לא שכח מצל שם, it says, and look at it. We are in Golos for 2,000 years. Adar Abba. And here, what happens? We're in Golos for 2,000 years. Called Doizu Sitakonos. We keep always adding. We become frumer and frumer as we go along in generations. The more the Golos is, we get takones and we get all kinds of things. So Golos Hashnia is only the end, the conclusion, the realization of the first Golus. And therefore he got the Golus just, you know, this Golus, the Geula Hashnia, is to enable the first Golus to exist. And therefore we are going to see something amazing, right? That as Torah Shebaal Peh gets to the world more and more, Golus becomes more real. Shimon HaTzadik is the one who gives us the tools of Torah Shebaal Peh, that from now on, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't come to us. We come to Him. Through Torah Avodah L'Gmulus Chasodim, that's how we connect. He doesn't come to us. We get to Him. Once we get these tools, the Beis HaMikdash starts being destroyed. It will be only a pekida. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to give a pekida. I'm going to remember you. This is not going to be a geula, it will be a miktsas geula. That's what the Gemara says. I told you, technically they should have been zoicha, but they know they were not being zoicha. So this Rabbi Yisrael Leibshitz is an amazing Rabbi Yisrael Leibshitz. He's telling you, Rabbi Isai, Torah Shebaal Peh is our defense and the survival in Golus. The exil wage was needed. And we are going to see now something unbelievable. I want to go to see Rav Shlomo Fischer, because today we're going to talk about very important issues. But a bit, I want to show you what Rav Shlomo Fischer in the Sefer Beis Ishai, what he says. And this is the Drosha Lesukas. Okay, this little page that's outside. And I'm sorry. So the third line. The Yisroel b'makashosim al bitul ha'itzra d'avodah zarah. In Bai Sheni, when they said, you know something, we had avodah zarah in the first Beis HaMikdash, we don't want avodah zarah, vitru al mailas akim nevuah b'Yisroel. We were besakin, Bai Sheni is a tikkun on Bai Rishon. What's the tikkun on Bai Rishon? He's saying, listen, we want Hashem to take away the Yetzer Hara shel avodah zarah. Paganism, idolatry, we can't stand. So we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the tikkun is, we can't win, take it away from us. Okay, but that's a cop-out, right? But we had to give up something in exchange. By doing that, we had by law, which is the law of symmetries, if we give up on the Yetzer Hara of Avodah Zarah, that's what brought the Shem Degrow, you have to give up prophecy. So now, by the mere fact, so it's deeper even the sense. The tikkun on Bais Rishon is to realize that we cannot withstand idolatry. So we need to basically give in and ask Hashem, take away the Yetzer Hara shel Avodah Zarah. What we have to give up in exchange? The ability to connect to Him through prophecy. Because they are two sides of the same coin. If there is revelation from God, there is false revelation from other gods. If we don't want false revelations from other gods, we have to give up revelation from Hashem. You realize that that decision of Ezra to give up and to ask Hashem to take away the Zorah, and in exchange to give up prophecy, it's a huge Mesiras Nefesh. You realize that this is a revolution in the relationship. We lost prophecy. Ubilvad, cognitively took that decision. That's why Ezra, I told you, Ezra is the one who says we are closing Nevuah. The Mekor for this, I told you, the Grow. We mentioned the Grow in Safra, that's new. So we mentioned the Grow. The Grow says, without Grow, the Grow in Brashit Seder Olam, that we gave up Nevuah when we asked Avodah Zarah to be destroyed. Who did that? Was Ezra. Ezra is the Tikkun. So he realized that Bai Sheni is coming to be Mesakin Bai Srishin. It's always both. But Klal Yisrael needed to take that stance because Torah Shebaal Peh is human endeavor. So the human endeavor, Torah Shebaal Peh is our human endeavor. And take a look what he says. Ubilvad latzim echad avodah zarah. We are ready to give up Nevuah as long as we have a second avodah zarah. For he says that he's galant bechag ha'sukkos. Then he goes on that this is chag ha'sukkos, but this is Rav Shlomo Fischer. Now this is the world that that's Shimon HaTzadik. Now you connect to Kadosh Baruch Hu not through prophecy, not through the Beis Hamikdash, not through miracles. Torah avoiding Gmilus Chasodim, Kel Elokim Asher Diber Vayikra Aretz. That's how he calls land. So you realize that this is a great change. Now, what this change will carry on is something even more, says the next Mishnah. So generation one is Shimon HaTzadik. Shimon HaTzadik is the attitude. It's called the axial age. Antigno ish socho. Antignos ish socho kibel mishimon HaTzadik. He was mekabel, the tradition of Shimon HaTzadik, and he's the second generation of Teresh Bapé. Hu haya omer. Al tiyu kavadim ha-mishamshim et harav al mnat lekabel pras. Do not be like slaves which are working for the master al mnas lekabel pras. Al mnas to be lekabel pras. Also see, a pras means to get a reward. Ela havu kavod mishamshim et harav shalom mnat lekabel pras. You should be like slaves, servants, working for the master, not in order to receive reward. V'moira shamayim aleichem. And you have to have iras shamayim. Now, what is so revolutionary about this? Right? What is so special about this? But even more, look at Oves Reb Noson. Oves Reb Noson says like this. Base. Antigno shisocha ilo shnei talmidim. He had two talmidim sheyoshoinim b'divorov. They would learn with him. And they were spreading the method of Antigno Shesocho. Omdu v'diktu kochare. They start analyzing. What are they saying this? Tell me that you're going to work not to get a reward? Because the truth is, if you believe that there is a world out there, v'yesh tchiyat ha-meitim layom nimken, omdu pirshu min ha-toira v'nivtsu meim shei pirtzes. And they came, there were two, basically, breakaways, two fissures. Okay? Tzdoikim u-baitusim. There were two groups that came out, the tzdoikim and the baitusim. Al-shum tzodok, tzdoikim, al-shem tzodok, baitusim, al-shem baitus. And they would use and be, they were involved with using stuff of gold and silver, because as you don't see, we all know the Tzuki by Tusim. Already Josephus says they were the aristocracy and they were the wealth, the wealthiest level of Klal Yisrael. It's not because they were such, like, such materialistic people. No, because they thought that Tzdukim, the Prushim, which is the Chachomim, they are called the Pharisees, they are Metzarim Atzman Be'olam Hazeh, they go ahead and they suffer in Olam Hazeh, or Be'olam Haba in Olam Klum, and they don't have anything in Olam Haba. First of all, how did they get this message? First of all, who is Tzdukim by Tusim? We know the Tzdukim. The question is, who are the Tzukim and the Sadducees? They are brought everywhere. Who are the Baitusim? I told you, Rav Zecharia de Mine Dumim, right? The Maorinaim, always thought that he were the essence, because there was a group that we're going to discuss later, and they were the groups that they were in Qumran, which is the world of the Dead Sea Scrolls, the world of the Dead Sea. And there was a group that Josephus called the essence. And in Chazal, nowhere the essence are to be made. So here, Reb Zachariah de Mindumim, the Maorinaim says perhaps the Baitusim are the essence. But there is like all the current research from Chazal. It's not true. The Baitusim, Chazal, here, our gear says Shtei Pirtzis B'Yisrael. There is a second version of Oves Reb Noson. It says Shtei Mishpocha. It's not Shtei Pirtzis, there are two families. So the Tzukim, the Posh Pshat, the Tzukim by Tusim were two splinter groups within the same group. There is a subsumed group called the Sadducees, and some of them are called Tzukim, some of them are called by Tusim, but they share the same idea. And they, what's their main theme? There are many machlokes, but what's the main theme that Jesus in the New Testament talks about them? And Josephus says about them. And Chazal say, there was a whole perek on that chelek. They did not believe in Tchias HaMeisim. Now, did they believe that there is the soul would live forever? Debatable, but they did not believe in Tchias HaMeisim or Olam Haba. They didn't believe in it. And they got it from this Mishnah. How in the world do you get this from this Mishnah? What? First of all, the Mishnah looks so innocuous. And the Mishnah looks so simple. What is it? It looks like always like a Musa, like a Musa Shmuz. And that's the second generation. So the question is, what's so revolutionary about this Mishnah? How does this Mishnah lead to Tzodek and Baitus? And 1 second, they had such a problem with Olam Haba. I think Olam Haba is pretty good. I mean, what, you have to go ahead and to define your Yiddishkeit as not believing in Olam Haba? And what did they think? What did people think beforehand? Right.
We're supposed to pay our day of work at the same day.
Okay. So the aloch, yeah, no. The problem is because Chazal already drive this idea. So Chazal believed that ein aschirut mishtalemet al basof, only after the work. Chazal already, you'll see in a second, because this is a big issue. But look at the Maral. I just want to show you the Maral asks the simple question. First of all, this thing, you realize that what Antigonus Yesoch is saying is something completely revolutionary. He's saying, serve God, not to get a reward. If you're doing the Chumash is always the opposite of it. You should do mitzvahs, leman yarichu yamecha, leman yarichu leman yitavloch, leman yarichu lamecha. Perek kamedi bebasra. Ha'oimer sela zu libni, I'm giving you the tzedakah because I want my son to be alive. How is it tzadik omur? So how can you say, be avodim amesham shemesarav shulam lekabel pras? And why Dafka now is saying this? And Antigonus is one of the few people that he has a Greek name. Antigonus Yesoch is a completely Greek name. We said this is one of the most revolutionary missioners. Up to this moment, when the Beis Hamikdash was Kayim, people did avoida and they expected to get a schar. That's a posh pshat. Marcel Mauss wrote the whole book. Was it theory of the gift? You wanted to give rain, you did mitzvah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you rain. Now, not always it worked. So Moshe Rabbeinu Nakasha, tzadik v'toivlo, tzadik v'ralo, but the derech klal you'd expect. If there was a tragedy, you went to the prophet and say, why in the world am I getting the prophecy? You went and you brought the korbanos. Chazal say, you bring the mine bechag, kedei sheisborchu, that they should have rain. You bring the omer, that they should be nisborch the tvua, that the grain, the planting should work okay. But once you see that the Beis HaMikdash is being destroyed, Antigonus told people, don't do that. Don't expect. Up to then, you did avoida with the expectation that the world will work for you. It's almost the theory of the gift in the theory of the exchange. Marcel Mauss always said, in the beginning, in the olden age, people bring a korban because people are bringing it. People give tzedakah, not sheikh yibni. But this doesn't work after the korban. If you're expecting this to work, this doesn't work. This, and I told Shimon HaTzadik, is the beginning of the korban. That's why it's Antigonus Yesoch. He's the first Jew. He's here. He represents Golus. He already has a Greek name. He says, don't, huh? It's Socho for sure, but Antigonus. Then David. For sure, he was the God Lador. Absolutely. But he was telling people that this is the beginning of Golus. You cannot worship HaKadosh Baruch Hu al nas lekabel pras. That's not al nasl kabel schar. And this is the time that they publicized that hayoyim la soisam umocha lekabel schorom. As you'll see, that chidush, by not having nevuah, we were granted the secret of Olam Haba. Before, people did not know the Olam Haba. Because Olam Haba was not a concern to the people. You did mitzvahs to get something here. What Olam Haba? Now, I could say this, but you can say, who are you to say this? Look at what Rav Shlomo Fischer says in a footnote. Just to go. And I'll tell you, this is, I had to put in the footnote because if I would say this, I'll be killed. But Baruch Hashem, and there's a footnote. I don't think Rav Shlomo Fischer could say this in the body of the Sefer, but he says in the footnote. Venire, the Meidach Gisa. He says, Avodah Zarah, we just told it, by destroying Avodah Zarah in the second handout, there is a little here, this is the footnote. Venire, the Meidach Gisa, on the other side, by destroying Avodah Zarah, we lost prophecy, which we just mentioned before was a great loss. But at the same time, this is not a great loss. We actually had a great win. Once we destroyed Avodah Zarah, we created the world of Teresh Baal Peh, which is the world of analysis. It's the world that here in the world, the answers are not here. Then they were allowed to announce and to publicize Olam Haba. V'asharat ha-nefesh, and the eternity of the soul, v'tchis ha-meisim, she'il limos ha-Torah, because the Torah hid it away. Kidei l'sharj ha-voyre misor, ha-voyre misor, to take away ha-voyre misor, the Torah never talked about Olam Haba. That was not a concern. V'ayu nimsorim, v'yichud, l'chachom, v'kodesh ha-migdash. Very few people know about this, about the Olam Haba. Olam Haba was a secret, like Kabbalistic ideas, that were given to the Kohanim and to the Gdolei Ador. וכמו שאומר אסף, תקראו כמו מקדש לפוסוק, עד אובל מקדש שקל, דוד המלך says, until I come to the Beis HaMikdash, אבינה להכריסם. Only then I'll know, if I come to the Beis HaMikdash, I'll know what's going to be with me at the end of days. But people did not know about Olam Haba. Antigdash Yisoch is saying, don't accept pras. Pras is, Chazal always says, a half. So you always, he was explaining, Rabbi Yisai, don't expect anything here. Which is the pras, the half, not al minas lekabel schar. The lotion is al minas lekabel pras. Don't expect to get part of the world here. Before, yes, no. But I'll tell you something, you're getting there. So when they say, so what? If you say don't get it here, it's because you don't believe there either. Because if there is no here, always, in Torah was, leman yarichun yomecha, venosati gishmeichem beitam. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, V'otzer es ha-shomayim. Now you're telling me, no, this doesn't work. Don't do it for that. He says, don't expect anything here. This would develop by the time of the Tanoim. They say, Schar mitzvos v'hayal malaka. There is nothing here. So that's why in Tikdush Yisocha, they said, wow, this is... This, when people listen to this, this was the most revolutionary, the most controversial idea ever. So that's why the Tzdukim, by the way, Tzdukim, we Chazal say the Tzdukim are the name of Tzodik, because they're two Talmidim. The Tzdukim themselves say that they are the Talmidim of Tzodik, a coin of Vice Rishon. They said we belong not to Shimon HaTzadik, we belong to the world before, but Mechadesi. Imagine somebody says, you know something? The Torah tells you, Leman itavloch, Leman itavloch. That's it, that's gone. Don't expect that you're getting there. So therefore they said, yes, if they believe that there is schar there, they would say there is here, there is there. But now you're right postponing it. And Chazal, because of that, have to come out of this idea that in halacha, ein haschirus mishtalemes elal basoif, that if you hire somebody to do work, you don't owe him a salary until he finishes the work. In other words, you don't pay as you go, like a contractor, right? You pay as you go. In aloha, there's no pay as you go. You only pay when? After he finishes the work. Because that's the theory of Chazal. They're saying you there's no schar b'olam haza anymore. Don't expect this. Because imagine, after goals, if you believe that this you have, if they believed that by sheni is a preparation for goals, in Golus, you're going to expect schar? We don't believe in schar in Golus. So then Yiddishkeit becomes completely meaningless. Is that a quid pro quo, but you expect something? That's why Chazal simulation pras, Achilas pras, is always a half. Don't expect to get anything here. Al tiyu kavodim ha-meshamshim esarav al nas lekabel pras. But it's interesting. That's my take. But he says, v'yimir ha-shamayim alech, but ir ha-shamayim you do have to have, because punishments you could have here. So don't have, you're not getting a reward, Vamira Shamayim Aleichem. The only thing that you can get away now, you know something, there's no schar. Who cares about Olam Haba? I'm free. Vimira Shamayim Aleichem. That's why it's so interesting. Who were the followers? Says Josephus. Who followed the Tzlukim and who follows? The poor people, they follow the Prushim, for sure. For them, it's very good. In other words, they say, okay, because you realize Calvin takes the next step of it, right? Calvin, the beginning of the reforms. Because look at this, right? All the aristocracy, the wealthy people, the most convenient thing is to follow Tzlukim. Right? They can say, because now it becomes what Calvin said, that the fact that you are wealthy and the fact that you are healthy is the right that you are tzaddik, according to the Tzlukim. If there is quid pro quo in the Olam Hazeh, so not only do mitzvahs to get it, the fact that you get it is the right that you are tzaddik. Calvin said, right? Calvin, we know the Puritans always believed that that's Calvinism. Calvinism is looking like taking to the thing that wealth, health, and success is a sign of God's love. So clearly, the cloud soul becomes divided. That's the beginning of the rupture. That the aristocracy, the Kohanim, they get attracted to Tzaddik. And that's why they're seeing the Prushim. If you believe in the Olam Haba, that's why the Prushim, they didn't have anything in the Olam Hazeh. It says, if you don't believe in the Olam Hazeh, you don't believe in the Olam Haba. Because Mecha Tesi.
Didn't Moshe Rabbeinu have a problem with the Pakot Bakardi because of Avinu's Geula and that also?
No, Moshe Rabbeinu, the Gemara says, he had some exceptions. Tzadik v'toivlo, tzadik v'raloi. For Moshe Rabbeinu, it was actually a question. But this idea is Moshe Rabbeinu was expecting a quid pro quo. When there were exceptions, he says, "Ahu idini nais drachecha." Let me know how you have the exceptions, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him a reason. Doesn't matter, but klali sovet asati gishmecha meitam. Clearly, you expected by his rishon. You expect the fear of the mosque. There's not only Jews; all the religions. You brought a korban. You expected results, and not only that, the results are arrived that you are tzaddik. There was some kind of symmetry. Until the Shesocha telling you that's it. Don't expect that. This just changed. Because that is part of revelation. He's telling you. So he takes the second step. The first step was revelation from God. Now you have to exalt. The second exchange is God doesn't reveal to you even giving reward. So don't expect anything. And he reveals that there is a world which is transcendent, which is Olam Haba. So he just switched. Olam Haba before was not known. Was only known to very few people because most people couldn't even relate to it. Ad ovel migdash shekel, that's what David HaMelech says. Ad ovel migdash shekel, when I come to the migdash, avina lachrisam. Then I'll know the Olam Haba. I'll know what's afterwards. In Bayi Sheni, right? This is Bayi Sheni. Anshe Knesses Agdoila were established. And this was the beginning of bringing Tchias HaMeisim. That's why Chazal say Tchias HaMeisim mina Torah minayin. Where is it from the Torah? Because they were saying this is a made up thing. If you, yes. So you realize there's something. This is called the axial age. Most people believed that there is something, but people cared about the here and now. At the axial age, people start thinking about the life after death, and the Greeks, huh? No, because but they said the Olam Hazeh continues. You take the Olam Hazeh here, they took exactly the Olam Hazeh to continue there. That's a Sharat HaNefesh. Now, Rabbi Yisai, this is, when I went to, I just want to stop because, okay, so everybody, I'll just finish because this is a long, I'll give like 3 more minutes. There is Olam, there are 3 steps. We know that the Tzdukim did not believe in the resurrection of the dead. The truth is, nobody believes. Resurrection of the dead is a antignoshi soho idea. That we believe that this was a secret that was kept. Like, it's exactly the Zohar. It's exactly the Zohar, right? The Zohar is there. It comes up the 12th century. Everybody says, oh, Rabbi Shadilon just made up this whole thing. And imagine the Greeks. That's why they look at this person who has a name of a Greek, antignoshi soho, and just tells you, you know something? What you did till now doesn't work anymore. Right? Now to you, Kavod Shamsharab, you might have Shamay Malechem, God will punish you here, but That don't get it. But this Chari is somewhere else. Like Haroitzel Shaker, the Gemara says, Yachid Kedusha say, if you want to never be caught in a lie, just tell him that this is going to be proven in 200 years. Because by then, you're not here anymore, so who cares? Right? So he says, if you believed in it, you'd never do this. Ella believed that this is a free-for-all. That's why Baitus, they are going back to the wall. They say, well, second, well, we face it to change this person. This is the change. This is the next step. This is what Noelam Hab. That's why Chazal, that's what we talk about Tchias Amisim. Tchias Amisim is the resurrection. That's why Jesus, when he comes and he says, we are believers of the Prushim. I believe in resurrection because all Christianity is built on resurrection. We don't like the Sadducees. Now, did the Sadducees believe that there is Hasharat HaNefesh? That Hasharat HaNefesh is like the Egyptians, that the soul goes to Sheol. Sheol. Sheol miyoydelach. I always say the Loshon Sheol. Right? The Torah Shebichsav talk about Sheol. Sheol is the Loshon Shaila because who knows? Right? You go to a place that who knows? Right, it's Duma, it's like a place, it's quiet, you don't know, we don't know, we don't care, we don't know. Like you don't, I say always the Kiruv, right, it's very hard to see Kiruv, give up Olam Hazeh for Olam Haba. One second, you don't know if it's Olam Haba, give up Olam Hazeh. It's much harder, right? But this Antigodosh Yisroch is telling you, therefore God, from now on, don't do it. That's why I told even the Marales, this is like the Torah, if you read the Torah never tells you to do that. Lemanit Avloch. Does it say anywhere, do it? Trust me. Doesn't say that. This is a Givaldik Yechidush. You have to understand. And it's so interesting that Shlomo Fish also believes that Olam Haba, people didn't know, people didn't care about them. Tchias Amesim, right? Which is Tchias Amesim. Did they believe in Hasharat HaNefesh? Clearly we see from, I think, it's took him some of them, yes, some of them, no. They really didn't care because Sheol, who knows, right? And nobody came back to tell you what it is. No, who said that? This is Chazal. This is all Chazal. You realize that Torah Shebal Peh is built on these two people. On Shimon HaTzadik saying that from now on the connecting is Torah Avodah Gemilus Chasodim. And the Olam Hazeh, there's no revelation. Don't expect God to see God here. Trust me. That's the basic idea. And this is an idea that was kept because truly this could not be related to people. People couldn't relate to Tchias Amisim. And that's why the Gemara has Tchias Amesim in a Torah Midain. Where does Tchias Amesim follow in the Torah? Because most people believe that this is not. This is a made-up thing. Okay? So this is Antignus Shisocho. Olam Habab and Nesom. Olam Habab is Tchias Amesim. Olam Atchia. According to most people, Olam Atchia. What is afterwards, when you die, where you go to? Do somebody call the Sheol. Be Sheol miyoydeloch. Right, Sheol Tachtis, Sheol, which there is somebody called Duma. It's always a question. Sheol is Gloshon Shaila, Duma is Gloshon Doimem. Doesn't talk, we don't know. Sir, we don't know. We weiß nicht. Oilam Haba is Oilam Atchia. This is Chazal. The Gemara never says, the Gemara says, they're bringing remorse over the Pasuk. I always think that this becomes actually the biggest selling point of Torah Shebal Peh. Because you realize that if you don't buy into Torah Shebal Peh, you can't buy into Olam Atchia. So this becomes almost the card that sells itself. Right? Because imagine, right? The people who didn't have anything in the Olam Hazeh. So they think, God has forsaken me, Chas V'Sholom, the beginning of the Churban. This is the beginning of the Churban. So they look at that, this disappointment of life. And Tikkun Shel Tzadik says, yes, because it's not here. It's there. It changed.